This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Indeed, we are ready to roll here on this Tuesday afternoon. Welcome in to Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby here with you for 4 hours. We got a new format.
Go ahead.
New format.
Never mind me over here. Look at this that I got handed by our producer.
Well, they're on time. You got him before the show started.
They're out of order.
I even got him for you.
They're out of order, and they're now horizontal on the page.
He did change the look up a little bit today.
I have no idea what's happening on the show today, Tony, so please take it away.
And by the way, it can't be handed to you out of order because it prints in order.
Well, you somehow messed it up.
Yes, I shuffled them on the way here. I wanted Chris to put together a puzzle.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do over here.
This is
How is this different than a vertical sheet? I went from vertical landscape to save room on the sheet.
Let me ask anybody out there, have you ever read anything on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper in a horizontal fashion?
It's the same as in a vertical fashion.
We've been looking at pieces of paper since the beginning of time, and the writing goes from the top to the bottom, not like that.
This comes at a time.
Scrappy,
this comes at a time
guy.
In which we came into this show with a great idea today. We were going to, you know, Chris, we celebrated Chris yesterday, or at least I celebrated Chris yesterday at his fantasy football championship. He's the champ is here.
Right.
And
you would think he'd be happier.
He's definitely happy. However, if you guys caught our OT yesterday, he feels a way, and that way is he thinks it would be a nice gesture if Sam Levitt, the runner-up in the championship,
who I come to find out was exchanging phone calls all weekend long with his new best buddy Matt Scraby, hoping that he could beat me.
He didn't ask.
And Scraby was like sweating it out like it was his team playing against me.
He didn't ask me for like advice or anything. He was just like, "Will you please send good vibes into the air?" And I said, "Yes, I will."
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, he probably called everybody.
He knew you were on his side at the very least.
Of course. You think I want Chris to join the
no,
champions?
You did not. Look, there's two things.
The only one who has it in this room.
There's two things that, you know, I root for at the beginning of every year.
Right.
One is me to win, and two is Scraby not to win. So
you were already one up there into that game.
I get it that he's rooting against me because that's kind of the way we do things. But I thought it was funny that Sam and he were, you know, going back and forth all weekend trying to figure it out.
And so in that process, this bond has been made between Sam and Matthew.
Evidently.
We've been friends for a long time.
I'm not friends with Sam?
I think
not.
He would call you, I can't speak for him, but I view it as coworker, not friend.
Okay, fair enough. Coworker, not friend.
I know that. I know that burns him a little bit.
To get to my point, though, you know, if you watched OT, you know, Chris felt like it would be a nice gesture of Sam, the runner-up,
right,
to, you know, issue a congratulations.
Drop me a quick text. Congrats, right. You beat me.
And so,
you know, we'll see you next year.
We obviously discussed that on OT, and the idea was then brought up to possibly get Sam on the phone today.
Right, to see what he would actually say about, like, whether he would be apologetic, as if to say, you're right, I should have sent you a congratulations, or
right,
shut up, I'm never going to send you a congratulations.
It would have been a nice bit. Unfortunately, Sam is out of town, and so we can't quite...
He's way out of town. Yeah.
The guy goes to get some People magazine, and he's a world traveler now.
By the way, did nobody else... I mean, does everybody know about that, and where would people go to find that?
Go to his Instagram.
Yeah. Sammy was featured in People magazine. That's a pretty big deal.
That's why we call him Sam the Great.
Was it the sexiest man of the year issue? Or
I don't think he got that one.
It wasn't in there.
I don't think he got that one. But
it was for his
clip.
He's
in People.
It was for his clip, you know.
Yeah.
It, when he says, like, and now it's...
And now it's like, this is the basically the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's end of the year announcement.
And so they put him in People
gone viral.
Because it has been used
everybody
so
uses
many times.
You see some of the biggest stars using Sam Levitt's voice.
It's gone viral.
It has.
Yeah.
It has indeed.
All right. Good for him. But I look, this has not kept me awake at night. It has not angered me in any way. I just think it's a nice touch. I'm going to go back in time share, but I remember a long time ago, the Seattle Supersonics, this is how long ago, were the defending NBA champions, and the Lakers beat them in the Western Finals. It was Magic's first or second year. I think his first year. And after the game, they were in the Laker locker room and everybody was celebrating. And Dennis Johnson came in with his uniform on and congratulated everybody in there. I thought it was a class move. I really did. I don't think I could have done it.
Dennis Johnson was a class act.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it. I could never go and congratulate the guy team that just beat me. But he did, and Sam Levitt didn't.
Wait, so Chris said he couldn't congratulate the guy who beat him, but he wants someone to congratulate him.
That's what I heard.
So wait,
yeah.
You're
that's
telling me that basically Chris is walking into the room with those trumpets. Do, 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 do.
Did I do that?
Everybody please recognize me for being great.
You know, I kind of wish I did that now, since you're going to tell everybody
Adam
that that's what I did.
The same thing. Chris could never do it, but he wants Sam to do it.
Oh, that would have loved to hear Sam's point of view on this one. All right, we've done enough kind of messing around today. Mark Ziegler will join us.
What is on the show? Because my sheet is sideways. I can't see anything over here.
Mark Ziegler will join us.
Is this the Bill House Studios, or what does that say there?
We are broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios.
We know how. I just don't know how to read.
I sang it last night on the Scravy Show. I was like, call 1-800 Bill House.
I've definitely seen that commercial once a day. At least once a day.
Yeah, me too.
Mark Ziegler will join us later on in the 2 o'clock hour. Talk a little Aztec hoops. The Daily Gambit returns, of course, in its regular 3 o'clock spot. We do, on a Tuesday, have our first 2026 game of Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Hey, new year, new you, Scrape.
0-0. Everybody starts out 0-0, Scrape.
You know what I tell myself on January 1st every year? Scraby, this is your year to win the Fantabulous Game Show.
I would think, you know,
that's some serious mental gymnastics right there to get you there.
Here's the problem. You haven't been close enough to Tony for us even really to keep track.
You're right.
So maybe I'll try to keep track this year if you can keep it close in January.
I think you should keep track anyway, just because when I'm down 30 to nothing, it will be funny.
Yeah, no, I think that's accurate as well. Let's talk some Padre baseball. Hasn't been a lot since before we went on the little vacation there with Michael King and the signing of Sung. Now we start to look, we turn the corner. We're about a month and a week away from, less from pitchers and catchers reporting.
35 days now.
Yeah,
exactly 5 weeks.
5 weeks
from today
away from spring training. And there's a few different ways we can go. AJ Cassaville had an article out about some of the remaining holes, if you will, for the Padres. And then, on top of that, who wrote the reclamation project?
It was an MLB.com.
That was an MLB.com. Kind of having some players that maybe we think could be reclamation projects for the Padres.
Basically would be somebody that's better than they showed.
Yes.
And meaning you might be able to get them for cheaper than you normally would have to pay.
For example.
Yes. Or there's at least one case in here where I would say he coming off one of his better seasons as a pro in Harrison Bader.
Yeah. Oh, he did have a good year, yeah.
Where I don't know that he had quite reached to that level, and I think that's why he could be a guy that the Padres could take.
He'd be a great fit. Yeah. He's an unbelievably good defensive
player.
Great
defender.
He can play every outfield position.
He plays like his hair's on fire all the time. I kind of like that.
He's a gamer. I like him. Let's sign him. Let's just do it.
I know you wanted him last year. Before, I think, did he sign with the Twins? Is that where he went before he was traded?
That's where he was.
No,
he
ended up. I'm pretty sure he ended up with the Phillies because
he started with the Twins.
Yes, he bounced his way onto my fantasy team in the last couple of months and did quite well.
Here's some of the other names, Chris. Marcelo Ozuna, that's going to be thrown around.
No way.
That's going to be thrown around.
He's not going to come here. The Padres, I think, have decided correctly, in my view, not to dabble in players that have some sort of sorted past.
I don't disagree.
I just think Ozuna's not worth it. There's other guys.
Now, here's a name I could really see coming to San Diego trying to win a championship. Max Scherzer.
Please.
For cheap. Put him at the five starter.
Please.
Boom.
Here's the thing with Scherzer. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tony. Can a star, a player of the caliber, the star wattage of a Max Scherzer, slide in as a number five starter and just kind of quietly contribute?
I think Max could.
Because I don't think he can.
I think Max could.
Really?
I don't. He has, although his bark with umpires may seem like he carries himself in a way that is of star, like as you would think of a star, in the clubhouse, he doesn't carry himself that way.
Okay.
And I think he also is a realist. I think he'll be able to recognize, even if he's the number five to start the season, if he goes out and pitches the way he's capable, that is going to get reshuffled anyway. I don't think he has an ego that would prevent him from coming to a place that he wanted to come to.
Well, let's be honest. He never signed here, but in our mind, he was traded here. So he owes us.
He does.
Actually, to come spend some time.
He does. Do you think he could pitch in the same park he gave up the Slam Arena?
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
Do you think
sure
he wakes up every once in a while in the middle of the night and thinks about that great slam?
He's probably pitched a couple of shutties in this ballpark, too. So.
Knowing Max, he would definitely, if he signed here, he would definitely be prepared for that question and have something funny to say about it.
There's nothing wrong with picking up a veteran of that ability.
Right, and I think the key here is because these are reclamation projects, they may not cost top dollar.
Yeah, you
know?
Agreed.
And so, you know, as
you're 2 for 3, Scrabe. Who else you got?
Well, MLB.com said Harrison Bader, so we're 3 for...
No, 2 for 3.
That's 2 for 3. He gave you the offer, Marcelo.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And then two former Padres, Luis Arraez and Victor Caratini, which AJ Cassavell did mention that Victor Caratini is out there and maybe would be a good backup catcher.
Well, he's always been a good backup catcher. Wherever he's gone, do we not have a backup catcher who we're invested in, or are we going to muck that situation up with Campusano again?
Here's the thing:
before we even start,
I would say it depends on how much it's going to cost you, because I don't know that you need to go out and spend an extra dollar on the backup spot.
Yeah,
you already have someone that can be a backup. You know, at least.
Like every dollar is going to count, isn't it?
Right. Like at least going into the year, for me, is going to be, if not every day, close to it. And whoever your backup is, I think you can afford to take a chance on whoever that may be without spending a ton of money when you could be directing that money elsewhere on the roster. I don't think the backup catcher spot is.
So I agree with that. And then Arraez, I am just torn. 50-50.
Are you torn because of the heat you got? Are you torn?
I sure am, Tony. The further Arraez stays away from this ballpark, the more relaxing it is for me.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I mean, I honestly, how many months has the season been over now? 4 months?
It feels like a month.
I still get reminded on people that get mad at something I say. about something completely different, and they go, "Well, it's just like the stupid Arise takes you had." So I still hear all this all the time.
I have major NFL breaking news right now. Major.
Am I going to be happy about it?
I don't know. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
Well, that's not it then.
Let's go to break.
Oh, no, they did not fire Mike McDaniel.
Okay. Well,
then you had to think about it. Do you want to go to break?
Yes.
Let's go to break.
Yes. You're
going to make people wait for it.
Let's go to break. On the other side, big, big breaking NFL news.
By the time we come back, every single person listening is going to have gone and found out what it is.
That's fine. They can do that if they want to ruin it, but they
don't ruin it for yourself. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Enjoy more ways to save at Ralph's, like low prices in every aisle. And you can clip and...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've waited this long. You can wait another moment or so. Gwen and Chris back on 97.3 The Fan.
Gwen or Chris.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, or either of us are here. Remember to listen today around 5:30. We'll announce today's biggest fan. And that winner will have a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padre game coming up this season. All of the fan staff will be there. It's catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. If you haven't registered yet, please do so at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. If you're registered, your name could be called, just like our winner at 5:30 later today will be called. All right, quick notes. Cliff Kingsbury out, offensive coordinator in Washington. Matt Eberflus.
Ego.
Cowboys wised up. Got rid of him as defensive coordinator.
Chris has these things against
some
people.
It's funny. I went to go pick up my little meal prep yesterday. Yeah. And I ran into one of the
your
big
Cowboy
fans. And he was like, I got a phone call that Chris was all over Matt Eberflus. I was like, he's always over Matt always on Matt Eberflus. But yes, that is true. And he was like, good. So
he agreed
with me. People on your team.
Yeah, they got him out. But those two moves pale in comparison to the big NFL news of the day, which Scraby we think, will now tell us all.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Just leading. I'm giving you a lead in there.
I appreciate
that. Nice lead in.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank he's you. Like thank all you so upset. Much, everybody.
He's all upset.
After 18 seasons, a record of 180-113, a Super Bowl championship over my team, 13-11 postseason record, John Harbaugh is out as Ravens head coach.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, fired today, according to the NFL Network. Simply out, according to ESPN.
I was saying
so I
out.
Guess, yeah, I guess depends on which wording
either
you
way,
want.
He's not going to coach for them next year.
Sorry?
Either way, he's not going to coach for them
Here's
next year.
Here's the funny thing real quick. Couple of things. There's a lot of things that we'll get to. But one, if the kid makes the field goal Sunday night, is the story today
about
that
Mike Tomlin
is out in Pittsburgh?
I don't think so.
You do or don't?
I don't.
That's very interesting.
You think he would have stayed?
I think they would have stayed.
Okay.
That's just what we know of the Steelers. Right. This is almost similar to the head coach they had before John Harbaugh.
Boy, you got to go back now. I can't even remember who it was.
Don't even know who it was.
Brian Billick?
Billick.
Okay.
Billick, right? I think they had Ken Cameron in there at one
Might
point
have
for a little
somebody
bit,
in.
But
we Bill, can look it up.
Bill Billick had won a Super Bowl. Like
yeah.
Not that much in it, you know. After so much time, they moved on from him too. And so, listen,
it was Billick.
I really think John Harbaugh is a great coach. He's a great leader. Anytime I've ever seen him on Hard Knocks,
yeah,
I'm glued
agree.
To the television. You know, he's a motivator. He demands excellence and demands respect. And I would think that his phone has already rung off the hook in the last 5 minutes. And if the Dolphins aren't one of the ones calling, then they're stupid.
Let's see.
And I think everybody else will call.
I think if it ends up, let's see who does some back channeling here.
Okay.
Because teams are going to be trying to figure out, even if they have a head coach, if they're one of the teams that's like a Dolphins who could be on the fence about firing their coach.
Yeah.
How much back channeling will we see from some of these teams? Because right now we know who all the teams are who don't have a head coach, and you have to assume that all of them want John Harbaugh. But if he ends up on with a team that hasn't fired their coach at this point, it would have to lead you to, and he ends up signing it, it'd have to lead you to believe that there was obviously some bad
already talent. Something already.
Yeah.
I think if you're John Harbaugh, you have your pick of the litter type thing. And I think you have to ask yourself what, you know, franchise is going to give me the best chance to succeed. I don't think he's not one of these guys that just has to, because I don't like Cleveland.
I think for some
why would he go to Cleveland? Right. He's got to be smart enough to know that that's not going to work.
I think that for a guy like John Harbaugh, he's interviewing the owners. Basically.
That's what I mean, right?
Who is going to give me the best chance?
Hey, John, can you come in and visit me? Well, no, but you can come visit me.
Now, let me ask you this, because
he's that good, I think.
Here's the other question, I think, which is probably even more intriguing than where John Harbaugh is going. Who is going to get the Baltimore job? Because what you do know is as bad as the season they had, they still have one of the
They got a really
rosters.
Good team. The Dolphins, again, they've been brought up about Lamar Jackson because he's from Miami, and apparently he and Harbaugh, it was starting to be friction, according to reports. Whether that's true, we don't know. Let me ask you this. If the Dolphins, or any team, but let's just say the Dolphins, if they could have either Lamar Jackson or John Harbaugh, but not both, who would you go after? Would you go after the franchise-changing quarterback, or would you go after a franchise-changing coach?
I guess it depends on...
That's a tough one, right?
Here's how I would answer it. If what you believe to be is true, that you've told us in terms of the ownership, how it operates, neither one of them is going to help them win
no
a title.
Kidding.
So you had to ask, who would you rather
watch? Yeah, the
Dolphins
need a new owner, and that's not going to happen for a while.
You'd rather watch at least... Have something to
Lamar
look at.
Can still run around,
right?
Yeah, Harbaugh may be up against it.
Right,
Harbaugh might be up against it because you can only go as far as the owner can take you.
There you go.
I was going to say, like, the Giants are rumored. Adam Schefter tweeted that he's already the top head coaching candidate this offseason, and multiple teams are already calling. Basically,
why would
I think
who's available? Giants,
Browns,
Falcons,
Browns,
Cardinals.
Boy, I think
the Cardinals and Browns, you almost have to eliminate. Harbaugh's not dumb enough to go because Browns, he's not that dumb.
The Browns are not a bad team.
They're a horrible
organization.
They have
terrible ownership.
That's what we're talking about. The Cardinals have the same problem.
Okay, so would you go to the Giants as well? Because the Giants are keeping Joe Shane.
Well, that's not smart, but...
Here's the thing I will say about Miami, right? No, I can't say anything about Miami. Yeah. Go back to the Giants.
The Falcons might be the one. I mean, I think Arthur Blank is committed. You know, I don't know that he meddles a lot. I haven't heard that.
That's true. A good point.
The things I've heard in Miami are just that the guy's a dummy, and, you know, and it just he's into his, you know, Hollywood friends and his real estate world. And
who? Mike McDaniel?
No, the owner of the Dolphins.
Oh, so, Stephen Ross. So.
Yeah, but Harbaugh. This is really crazy because there very rarely does a coach this good get thrown out there onto the market.
Man.
Because you said there's four teams that are available, and there's at least four in the Dolphins situation where they wouldn't mind replacing their coach if somebody like this came along.
100%.
So
I think your team, Chris, I choose the coach over Lamar because
he wouldn't be able to do nothing. He would want to install a certain... discipline,
but that's what they want.
But
if you got an owner above that who doesn't require it,
but John Harbaugh doesn't need nudging. John Harbaugh is going to establish.
All right, we're
going
to find out what happens with the Chargers here in the next year or two, because Jim Harbaugh has come in. He's tried to change the culture. He's made some progress. He's still under the Spanos regime.
Can he
win a playoff game? Can he do some things?
Can he overcome it?
And we brought it up a lot when he first got hired there.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, we have faith in Jim Harbaugh. We just don't know if he can overcome the Spanos conundrum. And John would be up against the same thing, I think, if he went to Miami. Yeah. So
I could see that. But Lamar Jackson, great football player. Going to be a great football player for a couple more years, maybe 5-6 more years. John Harbaugh is a guy you can't replace.
Well, he's 63 years old.
You can replace him. Baltimore was like,
I think after you were at a certain place for a long time, it becomes time for someone to move on.
I'm a John Harbaugh fan. So,
how long does he coach? I mean, he's 63. You've got 12 more years?
Can you rule out him and his brother getting together? Can you rule that out?
That would be crazy. Yeah, they don't like each other.
You know, another team we didn't mention was the Raiders are available as well.
Well,
there's another messy ownership situation.
But at least with the Davis thing and Tom Brady thing, right, I think there may be something there where he feels like, all right, I'll be able to operate in a similar way that I was in terms of having the say-so. As I did in Baltimore, because they kind of—I mean, it was John Harbaugh's show.
Like you don't even know who the Baltimore owner is.
No,
and that's the way it should be.
100%, 100%.
And it's not that way in any of these other situations.
Before we go to break, best roster out of those four teams, it's got to be the Giants, right?
I don't know.
I mean, the Browns have a good roster.
You're talking the Browns, four Cardinals, the Browns, Giants, Raiders,
you
Falcons.
You might have to look past the ownership.
Okay, there's five teams that need a coach. So
five teams, yes.
Out of those five, I'd say the
Falcons. I think it's Falcons, yeah. I think the Browns have the best defense of all the five, but their
Giants
offense.
Giants have all the pieces on offense. They got
all the pieces?
Malik Nabers.
He's coming off of ACL. Are you sold on
Scattaboo?
You're sold on Scattaboo, too? We're going to have a Dart, Scattaboo, Nabers that's going to win you a Super Bowl?
Could.
First thing Harbaugh would do if he got to the Giants,
Carter was getting suspended halfway through the season.
I was going to just say, if Harbaugh goes to the Giants, the first guy he's getting rid of is Abdul Carter. Harbaugh knows he's not going anywhere with players like
it's
that.
It's going to be interesting to see both where Harbaugh goes and who gets the Baltimore.
And Lamar. Is Lamar now, you know, for Raven fans, they're going to be disappointed. But does this mean that Lamar won the battle and that he's going to be the one that stays?
I don't buy it.
You don't buy that they weren't getting along?
They both spoke on it. They both spoke very highly of one another.
Well, then maybe Lamar just goes with him to Miami.
Here's the deal, right?
Get them both.
His contract, the way it's structured, is up again next year.
He's out after 2027, yeah.
So... Would it be that much? I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him end up going to a place where he knows what he's getting.
Here you go. Tyreek Hill ship him out.
Are you kidding me? The second Tyreek Hill got wind of the fact that Lamar Jackson was coming to Miami,
he's going nowhere.
He would go in his 100-mile-an-hour car and buzz right over the facility and say, "I'm ready to go." Yeah. Don't you think?
I just got this from our boss, and this is kind of what I was hinting at. The ripple effect of John Harbaugh's firing cannot be overstated. Several clubs with head coaches currently under contract will also have interest. Several. So I don't know what several means. It could be two. It could mean seven.
It could mean 30. It could be every team in football would be looking at John Harbaugh right now as a potential coach next year.
The Colts owner, she could be a disruptor. Fire Shane Steichen, bring in John Harbaugh.
Yeah, but I don't know why you think that's the Steichen, spot for him.
She doesn't seem like she cares. She just wants to win.
I guess, there is a little there's a tiny piece of this. Before we go, and now we're a little late. Sorry for break.
It's all right. I did.
But
I'm
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years since they won that Super Bowl over, the 49ers and the dark out game there in New Orleans.
How many was it between Billick and when he got fired?
Billick to Harbaugh was 12. So it's been 13 years, and the Ravens haven't even been to the Super Bowl under Harbaugh in those 13 years.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said that he.
They felt justified.
And in the 13 years, one conference final, which they lost at home to the Chiefs a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that has been the story of the Ravens.
Yeah.
So when will they win the big game?
Either early upset losses
and you
or
look at their records
losses
every
late.
Year. Yep. 10-6, 10-6, 14-2, 11-5, 13-4, 12-5.
They're great.
And
they
none
do
of
well
them,
regular season.
None of them have gone to the Super Bowl or to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's not going to accept a job as a coordinator. He's
well, I like what Tony said though. Wouldn't that be something if the two of them worked together?
Really get along?
Think so?
I've heard some things about them.
Here's what I'll say: is that if John Harbaugh is also smart enough to know that if he doesn't like what he's seeing out there in terms of the options that are available to him, we've seen many coaches sit it out a year. Wait to see what comes up the following year and then put their name back in the hat.
Oh, we forgot the Titans, too.
Yes, we did. I was writing down the list of teams. If you're a Titan fan out there, you're like, what about my team? We need a coach. And I would say to you, you have Mike McCoy. Come on. What are you worried about?
I would just keep that in mind. He may not like the
options.
He
doesn't have to go anywhere.
That are out there. All right. Oh, it's all Chris. Go ahead.
Break indeed. Great show, though, lined up. Mark Ziegler is next. The Aztecs are playing up at Nevada tonight. We'll check in. With the Z-Man.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
.239 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey, Adam Klug. I just want you to know your informant in here. He's keeping it locked down on the food. He's not allowing. He just chewed me out for having food in here, sent me outside. So your informant, Matt Scravey.
He's trying to send me outside, but I'm going to eat in here anyway, Adam, just so
I've
you know.
I've never met two guys that are so intent on doing something that they have been asked not to do many times.
I went outside.
You did?
I went outside.
Chris?
I just see no need. If you can give me a good reason why I should do it, then I'd be happy to do it.
There was an email sent by our boss giving you a reason.
Again, I know. He didn't say you couldn't eat in
here. The reason given was because the place is a pigsty, and it's just not.
Yeah, he was talking to you, remember?
Apparently.
I got to go back to this email because I have to see.
I think you have other more important things to do.
We have a show to run, to go back
and find this email.
Yeah. Please eat and drink in the hallway if possible.
If possible. It's not possible. I'm literally on air. So
not possible, okay. Adam.
But you're not supposed to eat. Never mind.
Let it go. As Elsa said, let it go. All right. We will be talking some Aztec basketball here shortly.
We got to tell Ziegler. Everybody how we can bring Ziegler on, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Scraby will have another conniption.
Indeed, we do. All guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Joining us on Gwen and Chris right now on that very same David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, Mark Ziegler, talking some Aztec basketball. Mark, how are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
I'm doing good. Is that like a subtle message to me? Do I need a criminal defense attorney?
not yet.
Not
Mark.
To my knowledge.
Not yet. You're good.
Mark, the Aztecs were able to clock a couple wins during at least our little brief time away. They still are seemingly struggling to put a full 40-minute game together. What have you kind of gathered from that standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, you keep thinking they're like, okay, they're getting close. They're going to turn the corner. And I really thought it was going to be this game. And in the first half, I'm like, yep, I was right, because they had two really good practices after having the week before having some really clunkers out there. And guys pouting and just bad body language and everything. And not just one guy, a whole bunch of them. And they kind of came in renewed spirit and focus for the new year. And then, you know, they come out and they play that half. And then I'm like, where did that team go?
Yeah.
And it's gone again. So, I mean, I think Brian Dutcher recognizes that. And the coaching staff recognizes that. I think this is just, they're kind of resigned to the fact this is how it's going to be all season. They hope it's not. I hope they get some kind of continuity, but I think they just feel like, you know, we're going to play a game tonight, and we got no idea what's going to happen.
Mark, looking at the box score from the Boise State game, I was with the women, and I saw the very end of the game. I know Sean Newman hardly played. I don't know, was Simmons hurt, or did they choose not to use
Simmons
him?
Simmons was hurt, but okay. He's back tonight.
All right, he's back. Gwath, 15 yeah. minutes and hardly at all in the overtime, like in crunch time. How is Dutch dealing with this, you know, lineup? It's been something he talked about 2 months before the season even started. And with the way guys are playing so inconsistently, seems almost impossible for him to find a routine, you know, for this, for the substitutions and things.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's exactly, you just nailed it on the head. I mean, I think he'd like to cut it down. I think he's realized 11 isn't a viable rotation, but he's like, who am I leaving out? Who's, you know, who's stepped up and proven to me that they can't come off the floor? And there really hasn't been anybody. B.J. Davis, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and he is getting more minutes. I mean, BJ played 40 in that game. And so, and he, you know, he was the featured player down the stretch and in overtime. So, okay. So there's BJ, but the rest of those guys is just, nobody's consistent, and somebody plays well one night and not the next, or one half and then not the next half. And so he's just kind of pulling his hair out. And, you know, maybe the not playing Sean Newman was the start of that. You know, interesting to see now that Tay Simmons is back. Does he play a lot tonight? This is a better matchup for him. A bunch of guys his size. And so you think this is a game that, you know, he'd probably be pretty effective in. But I don't know. We're going to see. And with Floss, you know, there was two things. Number one, there was some disciplinary issue. I don't know where, if he missed something or was late. But that's what knocked him out of the starting lineup. And then Dutch said he stiffened up as the game went on. As the game continues on, they go through a half. And, you know, he comes in, sits out. Every time he sits out, he gets a little stiffer. And by this last shift, he was limping, and he just felt like it's not good for him and not good for us. And he just shut him down the rest of the game. And that was like the final, I don't know, 9-10 minutes of regulation, all 15 of overtime.
Real quick, Mark, do we 100% take Dutch at his word there, or is it fair of us to be a little bit, you know, with a slanted eye, because Guac just isn't playing well? I mean, at least what we've, you know, he's not playing the same guy that I remember.
Right, right. No, there's a little bit of both. Although in the Boise State game, he had 9 points at the half. He had made 2 3-pointers off a design play where they elevator screen him up to the top of the key, and he catches and knocks down the three, and it's lethal for a guy his size to be able to do that on the defense. And, you know, he was moving a little bit better than he has, but not a ton better. Wasn't blocking shots and doing that, you know, the kind of Guac things we saw last season. But still, he had 9 points, you know, in like 7 or 8 minutes in the first half. And then, you know, as the second half went on, he got progressively worse. So I think it's probably a combination. And, you know, they haven't had a lot of close games. You know, they've had the Troy game. The San Jose State game was a lot closer than the score indicated, a 2-point game with 5 minutes to go. So I consider that a close game. And then you had this game, the triple overtime game. And those are really it. And that's when you really see what he's going to do. I mean, at that point, you're just trying to win the game. You're not worried about feelings. You're just trying to get five guys out there that work together. And I think you've seen it. I think you're going to see tonight, you're going to see that small lineup a lot more with 4 guards and 1 big. And that means, you know, Farrell, Miles Heidi, Tay Simmons, Jeremiah Oden, and Lagoon. Only one of those guys could be out there. So I think you'll see a different rotation tonight than maybe you did in the last couple games.
Mark Ziegler joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. And Mark, you were speaking about this roster or this coaching staff kind of being resigned to the fact that, you know, until they see otherwise, they are going to, you know, expect the inconsistencies that we've seen. One of the guys who hasn't quite stepped to the forefront yet is Miles Byrd. He's had I don't want to say a rough go of it, but he certainly hasn't played up to the level that I think he's accustomed to playing and what we're accustomed to seeing him play. What do you think's been behind his struggles a little bit this season?
Well, at the beginning it was his health and injuries, but I think he's moved through those. He has a little bit of bumps and bruises like everybody does. I think it's now much more of a mental thing. Mm. And it was surprising to me because he kind of had a breakthrough game against, I think it was Lamar, maybe 19 points, and really efficient game, kind of the game we thought we'd see that you're talking about, you know, stuff the box score with, you know, every column he had something. And then he just kind of faded since then. And I think a lot of it is the frustration of, man, I was so close to the draft and I could have come out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd be in the G League or on a 2-way contract right now. And now I'm not. I'm kind of getting exposed. I've dropped off all the draft boards. What's going on? And I think that's tough on a kid, and particularly a guy who hasn't been a pro yet, just trying to get there and is realizing, man, my dream might not be coming true. And doesn't mean he can't get back to that level, but it's a lot harder when you're worried about it. And I think he's probably worried about it. And so I think there's probably a little bit of that going on. And I think he has been exposed. Teams know how to play him. They know that he doesn't really create his own shot. He's not a lights out 3-point shooter. And he doesn't really get all the way to the rim. He kind of gets partway and then tries to chuck something up, which is a terrible metric shot. And so teams are kind of forcing him into those. And I think that's made it more frustrating for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. I mean, there's still half a season to go.
Yeah, Mark Ziegler's with us. The Aztecs are in Nevada tonight. It's an 8 o'clock game, by the way, for all of us. I guess they're in Nevada. They're the same. But this is TV, which does this to us and makes us stay up. You talk about the negatives, and I think a lot of the fans are kind of turned that way. And then we're still 9-4. And there was a day in my life where 9-4 would have been cause for celebration. So trying to keep it into perspective, I mean, I think a lot of people are feeling like they're never going to get it together. Or was it that we were wrong in overrating them before the season started, Mark, with the guys coming back and everything they added?
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because I think this is still kind of a young fan base. Yes, they've been good for 15 years, but you know, you go to a place like Kansas, and they've been good for 50 years, and they kind of understand the ebbs and flows and managing those expectations. And maybe some of them do it better than others, but I think this fan base doesn't really know how to manage expectations. Understand that sometimes you have a team that you didn't think would be that good and is really good, like 22-23 team that went to the national championship game. That was a good team, but no one expected that.
Right.
This team, everyone expected to go to the national championship game and might not make the tournament, and now people are upset. And so I think a lot of it is managing those expectations and understanding that college basketball is not about producing one good team. It's about getting to the tournament over and over and over again and then getting the right breaks, the right draw, a couple good calls, somebody gets hot, you know, whatever it is, and everything falling into place and you making a run. And it's not just San Diego State that doesn't have maybe its best team make a run. It's every program. And I think you could go and look at some of the teams that have won national championships, and some, you know, in a candid moment, they might say, well, that wasn't our best team. And it's that like that in all sports. And so I think the reasonable expectation, and that will come with time, is, hey, is this team good enough to make the tournament? Can we make the tournament? Okay. And then we'll see what we do there. Instead of, oh man, this team, you know, swing for the fences. This is a Final Four team. Well, you just don't know. And in this day and age with, you know, the new added element of players getting paid and getting paid a lot of money, and then being on basically 1-year contracts and always all constantly worried about, where's my next contract going to be? Where am I going to play? I need to get film down. I need to be able to do this and that. How much money can I make next year? People in their ear. I think that just jacks up teams and cultures, and certainly has with San Diego State.
Mark, before we let you get out of here, I want to ask you a little bit about the rest of the conference. Obviously, it seems like every year this conference is overlooked in terms of the quality of team there. What are we looking at? I see that we got a couple teams undefeated aside from the Aztecs, Utah State and Nevada, who the Aztecs will take on tonight. How good are those two teams that are ahead of them in the overall standings right now?
That's a really good question. I don't think we really know. You know, nobody really has a resume that you could say, okay, that's an NCAA tournament team. Utah State has the metrics, but they didn't play a power conference team, and they played a bunch of teams at elevation that don't normally come to elevation. It's hard to gauge a 30-point win against a team like that. And they didn't really go out and challenge themselves. And their loss was to South Florida, sort of a so-so team. And so you're kind of going, well, yeah, they got the metrics, but are they really that good? And Nevada lost to UC Davis, so barely beat UCSD, so how good are they? But they've won 7 in a row. And so I think, you know, as we get to the middle point of the season, we'll start to see some cream rise to the top and having a better idea of who the elite teams are. But even at that, I'm not sure that this is like the last few years in the Mountain West and you have some really good teams in there. I think they're all kind of flawed and average, including San Diego State, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and they're battling each other.
You know, Gonzaga, after they came here and barely beat USD, was taken to overtime by Seattle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of happening around the country, right? Teams are just not that much better than everybody anymore because they can't build, and that would be a whole nother discussion. Mark, before we let you go, do we lose you for the Winter Olympics? Or what's your, because you're like the Olympic guy. Not going this time?
I'd love to go there because I actually studied abroad in college in Italy and speak a little bit of Italian and know Italy pretty well. been a bunch of times and love it and would love to be there. But, you know, kind of made a decision. We thought San Diego State was going to be, talk about expectations, mm-hmm. thought it was going to be this incredible team. And
they cost you, Mark. They cost you.
But that said, from a journalist standpoint, this Olympics is a nightmare to cover because it's not in one place. Winter Olympics, you know, you have winter weather and you want things centralized and you don't want to have these crazy drives in the mountains. And, you know, these venues are like 6 hours away good weather and windy roads and buses. Not enough hotels, so you can't go overnight and stay there. It just, it sounds like a logistic nightmare, unless you're just going to cover figure skating in Milan and eat pasta and drink wine every night. That would be fun. But, hey, I got to tell you this, I didn't have the story done. It's not up yet. It'll be up in a couple hours, but we got a fallout from the officiating in that game against Boise.
Yes, you commented on that in your story.
It was so funny to bring this up because my kids were even asking me about the officiating at that point. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mark, go ahead.
So it's not just the officiating. It's the mistake they made. Jeremiah Oden fouled out. And I'll explain all the story. But what happened was, and I don't know if you can relate to this, Chris, one of the young official was really struggling. On his third foul, went to the table and put up one hand with five instead of two fives.
Didn't put the right number up. Yeah, wow.
Farrell Compton, who happened to be in the game, nowhere near the play, he did number five, so the official scorer did his job and put it down
put
as
it on him.
Farrell Compton's foul.
Wow.
That crew had it right and had him with five, so now he gets his quote-unquote fifth foul in the second overtime. They pulled him out. They thought he had fouled out. Realized that, no, in the official book he hasn't, sent him out for the tip at the start of the third overtime. Leon Rice, the Boise State coach, had been running down the bench, waving the stat sheet in his hand, holding it out, going, he has five fouls, and they go to the table, and the guy goes, no, he doesn't. We're the official book.
Wow.
And so they're sorting that out now. Boise obviously not happy, and it's just
I got to tell you, the Mountain West Conference
needs a big three, too, in that OT.
Here's how bad the officiating is. In Ziegler's story the other day said, we miss guys like Eric Curry.
I love Eric Curry. I don't know why you don't like him.
I know you do, Mark.
Such a good guy. If you went out and had beers with him, you'd say, greatest guy in the world.
There we go.
Chris.
Love that guy.
All right.
Mark, we appreciate your time,
See you, buddy. Have fun tonight.
Okay, talk to you.
Mark Ziegler, Union Tribune. We got to get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.